The death of the 15-year-old who died after the car in which he was travelling hit a tree in Clondalkin in Dublin provides the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Herald. Four of the boy's friends, aged between 14 and 16, who all live near Cherry Orchard in Ballyfermot, who were also travelling in the car with him, also sustained serious injuries in the crash. Differences among medical staff led to legal move. That's the lead story in today's Irish Times, where we're told that surgeons who treated the pregnant woman at the centre of the current High Court proceedings recommended her life support be switched off after determining that she was clinically dead. But lawyers for the HSE became involved when another member of the medical team treating the woman expressed concern about possible legal issues arising out of the case. The case is before the High Court tomorrow, when the woman's father is expected to ask for her to be made a ward of court. The family have been seeking to have her life support switched off, but the HSE, acting on legal advice, is keeping her alive. The father of the woman's unborn child is also understood to be in favour of switching off her life support, although he is not party to tomorrow's proceedings. The Irish Independent leads this morning with the line that Sean Quinn is to be employed as an advisor to his former company, which was bought out by what the paper describes as a group of local business leaders in the border region. 1,100 people on brink of losing homes, that's the lead headline in the Irish Examiner. The Irish Sun has a lead story today about a 46-year-old Pakistani national who says that she was trafficked into Ireland and treated as a slave for 2 years by two Irish-based Pakistani doctors. Sultana Anwar, who was forced to work 18 hours a day, minding the couple's three children in their home in Leinster and also cleaning their rental properties, managed to escape when a neighbour put her in contact with the Migrant Rights Centre, who have since called in the Gardaí to review the case. Anti-booze pill for alcoholics. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which reports that a drug called Selincro, which curbs the craving for alcohol experienced by heavy drinkers, has been approved for use and will be available to those on a medical card and through the drugs payment scheme. Elsewhere on the front pages, both The Times and Independent report that US billionaire John Malone, who is behind UPC-owned Liberty Global, has bought Sir Anthony O'Reilly's Castlemartin estate for close to €28 million. Both papers also carry front page stories on that Higher Education Authority report, which finds that the proportion of Irish college graduates emigrating has doubled from 5% to 12% since 2009. Both papers use the term brain drain in their reports, and The Independent devotes its lead editorial to this story and to an open letter which Tara Monaghan from Salins, County Kildare, has written to the Taoiseach, also carried in today's paper. The 24-year-old schoolteacher who emigrated to London in 2012 writes, "I'm coming home for Christmas, but I want to come home for good. I want to contribute to the society I was raised in, to give back, to belong. I do not feel entitled to the life I hope for, but I am entitled to the chance to work for it." But finally, staying with the theme of emigrants returning, The Independent is a story today about a hurling match which is to be played in Tipperary over Christmas. 17 players who were on the Gertnahoe Glengool team, which made it to the county intermediate finals in 2009 and 2010, have now scattered around the globe, and they plan to take on the current team on St. Stephen's Day in the Home to Hurl 2014 Challenge.